But what is Moody's man? Not man, Moody's man. We're Moody's mamen.
Yep.
We're Moody's men. But this is about magazine on RTR.
Good morning, this is Moorish Mag 92.1 Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Got to talk to you some more about Great Southern FM. Time change down in Albany, Minang country. Jim here, solo again. Tony's sunbaking in Bali. And I hope he's going to get blacker, isn't he? I think he might get darker. So, Tony's away, talking Wunjining again. And I'll probably pronounce that wrong. I always said Wunjining Aboriginal Corporation, which I'm a life member for, but that's another story. Wunjining Noongar Warrior Month. And for the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about warriors, our old people that have either with us or passed on that we remember, and role models, shoulders of giants, really. That's what they are. Those that have gone before us. And so we've got a special guest today. Last week we had Donna Pickett. Yeah, you remember, don't you? If you're listening in, 0405921921, 0405921921. If you have any comments, because you may not have heard about these people before. Sadly, RTRFM Moorish Mag is all about good news stories, positive stories, and we don't really want to hear about negative stories because we hear it too much in the media. And today is talking to, I was going to say an old friend, but she's not old. She's quite young, but we'll talk to her some more soon. So she's taking a breather now, having a cup of tea and refreshing. And I'm reminded about the long steps to get up from Beaufort Street upstairs. And as we say, it keeps getting longer and longer and longer. And I'm trying to recommend to RTR management to have an escalator for me because I'm one of the old people. They won't buy into it, though. That's another discussion. So if you just tuned in, Moorish Mag, a weekly program, good news stories about our community, particularly Noongar. And I guess for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking Minang stuff because, as I said, there's been a time change with Moorish Mag in Albany on Minang country to a different time. So we'll talk about that during the show today. But, let's go to a song and then I want to introduce this Moorish Yoga from Wunjining, who's been doing a lot of stuff on the Noongar Warrior Month. And a couple of other lovely Moorish Yorgas that have come in too, but they don't want to talk. So we won't introduce them because they're just sitting back like a flower on the wall. So let's go to a song and come back and talk to Colin. Leading into Invasion Day. You fellas might call it Australia Day, which is on a Sunday. And, of course, there's a little reminder we have survived. We have survived colonisation, the invasion, the massacres, the smallpox, everything that comes with the dominant culture to this country. As I said, solo today. Tony's sunbaking in Bali. And I hope it's really, really warm in Bali. He needs to be punished for having a holiday. Just hope he just gets too hot. Anyway, introducing Colleen Wheelock. Hello, Colleen.
Good morning, Jim.
Auntie Colleen, your mob calling you at Wunjining?
They are indeed, yeah.
So what you got to call me, Grandpop?
I'll just call you Uncle.
So continuing on with Noongar Warrior Month, Wunjining are doing a great job there and getting lots of feedback on the warriors that they've identified through a process that Colleen's going to tell us all about. So we had Donna last week, so you're obviously the buddier there. Are you the boss of the reference group or?
No.
You want to be a wannabe? No.
I want to be. No, I'm not, Jim. No.
Okay.
Far from it.
So remind our listeners on RTRFM 92.1, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM, what was the process in identifying our warriors? But And I know it's all about lifting spirits, eh, because of what's happening this weekend. So tell us what the process has been, because you had a big mob of nominations, eh?
That's right. There was a process of elimination, I guess you'd say. There was a whole lot of names put forward, and then there was a decision to choose 31 for the month of January.
You know what you've done, though, eh?
And more, and we a lot more.
It seems to me you've set yourself a precedent. Mm. Okay, so we've got that day coming up where Australians will celebrate and hopefully remember the truth around their colonisation of our country of, 65,000 years, 2,000 generations. But, it might be that Reconciliation Week has something similar, and or NAIDOC Week.
Oh.
And I can see your mob sitting in here now looking, no, we can't do that. This is too hard. But anyway, let's talk about this week, since last Thursday, who've been honoured by Wanjining's Noongar warriorship, I suppose it is. Leaders of the past, current leaders. So what's been happening? You've got a few to talk about today?
I have indeed. I've got about three to talk about.
Right.
And they're from the Stolen Generation. So the emphasis this week is about the Stolen Generation. And so we've got a whole list of Stolen Gen. Okay. So Reverend Ceylon Garlett.
Rest in peace, yes.
He was a Stolen Gen person. And he was brought up in Moore River Settlement. Mm. What else can I say? He was a man of God, and he was a strong, kind, gentle,
very
Noongar living warrior. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So he was taken as a young person. As you say, a lot of the warriors you've chosen have come from removal, that dreadful process of taking our children away and part of the breed out the colour policy. And you've said here, and you'll talk about that some more, I'm sure, the 14 of the 31 is from Stolen Mob.
That's right.
Mm. And, the late Reverend, I mean, I can talk so much about this gentleman, but now you've got the microphone. Tell me all about him now.
Oh, okay. So, as I previously said, Reverend Ceylon and his two brothers were stolen from their family and sent to Magumba, previously known as the Moore River Settlement. Once incarcerated at Magumba, he only saw his parents three times over 12 years, which is pretty sad. He battle-hardened and bitter following his experiences. A teenager, Ceylon was handed a Bible and he'd read it in just 2 months.
Wow.
So I guess that's where he saw God. And through God and his beautiful wife, Marilyn, Ceylon healed and became the strong, kind, gentle, giving, Noongar-speaking warrior, Reverend, we all came to love.
Lovely.
And he advocated on many issues affecting mob, including justice, reinvestment, mandatory sentencing, the Stolen Generations, the closure of remote communities, as well as protecting the Bilya wetlands and other sacred sites. So he's pretty involved in the community.
And, only when you see it like this and you see it in black and white in front of you that you begin to appreciate how much hard work our old people have undertaken. And now he's taken over. His son now has been ordained, Mitchell, and following in the footsteps of old boy, undertaking funerals and all those sorts of things. So there's a legacy and there's a, And I've got to tell you, look, we'll go to a song shortly, but, he came to our building where A.O. Neville used to be, and this is 9 years ago, and it was our first meeting because he was on our Bringing Them Home Committee group, and we sat there and thinking, well, what are we going to do? This is the first time we've sat in this man's building, Neville the Devil, they called him, and Colleen, he sat there, and he did a prayer in Noongar. And honestly, when the prayer was being, when he was reciting the Noongar prayer, there was air conditioning on and it started blowing like a didge. It was really nerve-wracking to think that he gave us the Noongar prayer. Everyone knows the Lord's Prayer.
Yes.
But he gave it in Noongar, and that noise, it was like old people were talking to us, you know. And we sat around there and we all had to hold hands. There was about 12 of us, hold on to each other's hand, all crying.
Oh, wow.
So you can imagine, you've been to the office, hey?
Yes, I have been to that office. Yeah.
It's a scary. So I mean, we can laugh about it now, but we were sitting there crying, thinking, hey, look here, Lord's Prayer in this man's office. He used to take our kids away, and now he's probably turning in his grave. Hey, if you just tuned in, Mortage Mag, RTRFM 92.1. If you've got any thoughts, please text them in, 0405921921. And we'll come back after the song and talk some more about our deadly Noongar warriors. Let's go to a song. Wow, Emily Waimara, look out. Eleanor Joringley, all the way from... Oh, she's a Mudbara and Garawa woman from Marlinja in the Northern Territory, a small outback community, almost exactly halfway between Alice Springs and Darwin. There you go. So you've just discovered her music. It's only just come out this week. Just discovered her music. Her music melds the contemporary with the traditional singing in both traditional languages and English, called Cinnaman, S-I-N-N-E-R, man, and might be a takeoff of another version of another lady, but there you go. Wasn't that deadly? Colleen, what do you reckon about that song?
Oh, that was pretty good.
Wow. There you go. There's not much more about her, but keep an eye out for that lady, Eleanor Joringali, J-A-W-U-R-I-N-G-A-L-I. I bet you we'll be playing some more of that, eh, Robbie? Mm. Robbie's our DJ. He's our main man. It looks at my music. So come on, Colleen. Tell us more.
Okay.
Who's the next warrior?
Okay, before I go on to the next warrior, I just want to remind your listeners out there that Wanjining is celebrating this month all these warriors, and you can read all about our Noongar warriors on the Wanjining Facebook page, Instagram, or LinkedIn pages. I've got an interesting fact here, Jim.
Yes.
You might like to hear about, and it's we've had more than 365,000 views of our Noongar Warrior Month content on Facebook. I guess a lot of people love
tuning in, eh?
Yeah, reading about those beautiful stories. Yeah.
Mm. So, Colleen, look, everything that comes out of your mouth is important, girl. So just don't tell me you don't mind me saying. Because when you're in the studio here, you're the boss, you're the brilliant. Colleen Willock is my guest today. We're talking Noongar warriors, and you're talking about three today.
Yeah.
So we just had a good yarn about the late Reverend Ceilan Garlett.
Great.
Member of our organisation, and has done some wonderful renditions, if you like, or Welcome to Country in our language, and really paying respects to our elders and country wherever we are. So, and you just heard from a wonderful woman, Eleanor, with Cinnaman. So who's the next warrior?
Oh, the next one is the lovely Dr Joan Winch. Dr Joan Winch's mum was a stolen gen survivor, died when she was just 13. Auntie Joan left school the same year and started working, assisting in a psychiatric hospital and taking care of Coolangars at an Aboriginal children's home. It was these experiences, especially working with the kids removed from their mort, that prompted her to take night classes and become a nurse.
Wow.
She graduated in the late 70s and by 1980 was the Aboriginal Medical Service's first Noongar visiting community nurse. So, yeah.
There you go. And what an experience she's had. You know, we know of her. You know, and what else did she do? Marmaridge?
Yeah, she was pretty amazing lady. She tackled institutional racism wherever she saw it. In 1983, she opened the Marmaridge College for Aboriginal Health Workers in Intergenerating Aboriginal Health Healing with Western Medicine.
Wow.
And there's an interesting fact about her which I liked, was that she earned her PhD at the age of 76, which means you're never too old to keep learning, I think.
So there's plenty of time for us, eh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, absolutely.
So you got to be a doctor too?
No, I won't go that far.
So there you go. We heard about Sister or Doctor Joan Winch, and doctorate becomes a recognition of your experience in community. But more importantly, her studies. It sounds like she was the first nurse to be trained at, I think it was the West Australian Institute of Technology, which is now Curtin, eh?
Yeah.
So, again, another giant that we know about, we think about, and we acknowledge through the young people today who need to take note that her her challenge of becoming a nurse and then being involved in the first Aboriginal Medical Service, PAMS, is one of the oldest AMSs in the country, actually.
Yeah.
And she's tackled institutionalisation, institutional racism, wherever she saw it. So a big shout-out to Joan Winch, all her family, and as we should also celebrate, and big shout-out to the Garlett family. There's many of them. Oh, they're a big family, eh?
Yeah, they're a huge family.
Nearly the biggest family is Moody and Maguire's and all that mob too, eh? Because they're probably associated with the Bennells. I'll tell you what, and they're a big family, eh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're talking about someone in the studio here, but she won't grab the microphone just yet. Maybe next time coming up, we've got a challenge out for this young lady sitting next to me looking all pretty and thinking, oh, what can I say? What can I say? But not saying a word. So thank you to Wanjining for taking part of Mudditch Mag. It's been a wonderful opportunity, and next week we're going to talk some more because next week it's the 31st. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, time's flying.
We got a warrior every day of the week, and I'm putting a challenge out to Wanjining now.
Yep.
Because we can work in collaboration with RTRFM and, you know, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. I told you about Great Southern FM. They changed their time from midday tomorrow. And we deliberately did that because our mob are in cars Friday. Eh? You know why?
Why?
Because it's usually funeral day.
That's true.
Sad reality is we have many funerals on Friday.
Yeah.
Sad reality too is you got a wireless at home?
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
I wonder how many people listen to the radio at home. Or they just do it when they jump in the car.
I only do it when I jump in the car.
There you go. That's what I mean. So you got a wireless at home? What's a wireless?
Yeah.
You remember the
old radio.
So a lot of people don't have the radio on at home. I mean, if you go down, if you want to listen to the races, what do you got to do? Dial into PR, eh? Or go down to the TAB. Or people might even go to the casino and watch the races on the big screen, eh? That big house.
That they love.
It's good to have a laugh here on Mudditch Mag. That's what it's all about. Good news stories, lifting your spirits, and tuning in once a week to our TRFM on Whadjuk Country. And tomorrow, yeah, I'm not meant to say that. But Noongar Radio as well on Whadjuk Country and Minang Country. So we've talked about the Reverend Ceylan Garlett and Dr. Joan Winch. We might go to a song, eh?
Yeah, why not?
Why don't we go to a song that's relevant to the audience? I mean, 31 people have been chosen to be warriors, and 14 of them are stolen people. Gin. Wow, that sort of, is a synergy because more than half of our population is stolen and descendants. And I know we're keen to play this song now. Here we go. Let's go to a song.
Thank you.
Sign up to the Yokai Yarning newsletter to get all the latest information on the fight for justice and healing of Aboriginal stolen generations and their communities. Yokai is a Noongar statement of enough is enough, and together we can learn from and heal the trauma of the stolen generations. Sign up by heading to yokai.com.au. This is a community service announcement on RTRFM 92.1.
Yakai Aloha. This is RTRFM. If you just tuned in, Mudditch Mag, and we're talking Wanjining and Noongar Warriors on 92.1 Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. As I said, Great Southern FM no longer playing it at the selected time slot of midday, but going to 9:30 on Sunday, 9:30 a.m. on Sunday and 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday. So that's on Minang Country, Whadjuk. We're on Whadjuk Country now with RTRFM and Noongar Radio. Welcome back to Colleen, Auntie Colleen from Wanjining, who was on the reference group to looking at all the deadly people who are warriors. So welcome back.
Thank you.
And I was going to say welcome black, but you can't really say that. Who cares who's listening, eh? Because we're black. Right. That's what the program's all about. So who's the next warrior that's been chosen by Wanjining Aboriginal Corporation?
Okay, the next one is another interesting warrior. It's Dr. Richard Wally.
Right. Right. So, I grew up with Richard.
Did you?
Yeah, me and him around about the same age. A little bit older than me.
Did you play basketball with him?
No. I was playing international. I was just playing in the backyard. Dr. Richard Wally, he got his doctorate before me.
Oh, did he? Mm. Oh. Would you like to hear a little bit about him?
Tell me all about Richard.
Okay. Richard was one of 15 Kulungas, born in Mikithara to Mum Violet and Dad Richard. Violet's first two babies had been stolen by the government, as she had before them, and to prevent baby Richard suffering the same fate, the family moved from Mikithara to Pinjarra in 1953.
Ah, what auntie.
Yeah. He was raised as a bush kid, connected to language and culture. He was sent to a convent as he got older and saw 23 of his nieces, nephews and cousins lured into a bus and stolen away by the government.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not good, is it?
No, and of course there's more to Richard Wally than meets the eye. What else you got to tell us about him?
Just got to tell you a little bit more. His stolen brother Robert came back into his life at 21. Uncle Richard learned that at Sister Kate's, Robert had been told his family abandoned him, when in reality the family visited many times after organising to do so, but were told Robert was working off-site. Well, Robert was told they never attended, so they lied to him. He founded Midar Aboriginal Theatre with four friends. He's achieved so much in song, dance, language and reconciliation here and around the world. So he's pretty well known out there in the community.
Founded Midar.
Yeah.
And that was, as you say, what was the basketball team named?
They were the first Wildcats.
Wildcats?
Yeah.
And then Midar Theatre.
Mm.
I'll tell you what, he was probably one of the better known didge players around the world, eh?
As well, yeah.
I remember now he taught someone in Mark Hudson. He taught him. He's a jobber guy.
Oh, yeah.
Cairns. Now he taught Mark Hudson how to play. Now Mark Hudson then developed a cultural centre in Cairns. And I'll tell you what, it was most impressive because they used to have a stage there where they do dance and talk and it would be translated. And you can put on a headset and it would be translated to any language that was in the studio. So if there were Japanese coming. So Richard's responsible for that.
Wow.
Training a lot of our mob around the country to play didge. You know, people learn themselves, of course. But he's probably had, with his Midar dance group, probably one of the earlier dance group. So, you know, we've been saying with Noongar Warriors, we stand on the shoulders of giants, and a giant just walked in the studio just quietly. We'll talk to him a little later. And he didn't walk through the door. He had to bend down to get through that door. So he's another giant. We'll talk to him a little later. So, yeah, Richard, what an honour, and what a worthy warrior that we need to acknowledge. And of course, all the work you're doing, you're really impressive. Pressing upon community to understand who our warriors were, who made a difference, and the three that you've talked about today, you know, the Reverend Seelan Garlett, rest in peace, and, you know, Dr.
Joan
Winch, and another doctor. Are the 80 people, they all doctors or what? Or just the 31? Seems like you've got to be a doctorate to be acknowledged as a warrior, no?
No, you don't have to be a doctor to be acknowledged as a warrior.
Good.
You just have to have done something positive out there in the community for our people.
So you're listening to Colleen. Colleen.
Oh, you forgot my name, Wheelock.
Yeah, Wheelock. I'm about to say that. I've got to read and talk and try and think in the, can't do three, these blokes can't do three things at once. But yeah, so Auntie Colleen was on the committee of the elders who voted in an anonymous online poll.
Yes.
To shortlist the 80 potential Noongar warriors to just 21.
31.
31. So there were six elders and an emerging elder involved in the voting process for Noongar Warrior Month. So what do you reckon? You're going to take up the challenge? You're going to do it during Reconciliation Week as well? Looking at you fellows now. Are you going to do it during NAIDOC Week?
Who knows? You know, it's a challenge. We might take it up. You never know, Jim.
Yes, and you might have some trained people to come in and take over the show rather than this old fella being in here. You don't want an old man running a show. Get some young people in, eh? What do you reckon?
Yeah, we've got we've got someone in mind.
Yeah, we do have someone in mind. We do. Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in, Colleen.
Thank you for having me. It's
and your
been
media
a pleasure.
Team. And your media team. You know, thanks for coming on board to share with our listeners these wonderful stories of these Noongar warriors. You'll be back next week. Are you coming back next week?
No, not me.
You're sharing it around.
We're sharing it around.
I know who should come back next week and be on the program.
Who do you think?
I reckon there's some obvious choices here.
Oh.
Let's think about the obvious choices that come in instead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And carry the can for Wanjuning. I wonder if there's any listeners out there at Rockingham. Last week, Rockingham, your office in Rockingham sent a text to say you're listening in. Have we got any texters? Anybody listening in? I don't know. We've got to give them a shout out if they mention anything. We have the usual that listen in, the usual that, comment later. But if you've got a comment, 0405 921 921 is our text line. Let us know what you're thinking about the warriors. Next week we'll hear some more from Wanjuning to talk about their list of warriors. And we're going to go to a song now.
Before you go to the song, sorry, Jim, I just want to say to the listeners out there to please keep checking the Wanjuning Facebook page and reading about those fantastic Noongar warriors.
Right. There you go. You've been told by our elder here, Auntie Colleen Wheelock. Just listen in now. Just go to the Facebook page of Wanjuning, WUNGENING Aboriginal Corporation, and have a listen, have a look. Look, see who are recognised as warriors on Noongar country. We'll go to a song, and the relevancy of this song is, coming up the weekend now, important weekend for lots of Australians, important weekend for First Nation people too. First Nation people and our warriors are probably a little concerned about the, dare I say, the riffraff that appears this time every year where we get a lot of criticism and, well, let's put it where it is, racism. We know it exists, sadly, and RTRFM 92.1 don't put up with that. We don't put up with that sort of rubbish at all. They've made their stance. RTRFM 92.1 have their own reconciliation action plan. Probably the only radio station I know that have a reconciliation action plan. Probably the only radio station I know that do a welcome to country every morning. So let's go to a song. Here's Jabu, I Am Australian, and then we'll introduce our next guest. Welcome back to Mortage Mag, 92.1 on our radio and Great Southern FM. Yes, we've really interesting programs of late. We've talked this month about Noongar warriors, and we'll hear more sometime next week. But talking about Noongar warriors, I have a relative of mine, a conk. Fabian Woods. Fabian Woods is in the studio coming to say hello to talk about his performance coming up tonight and talking about Deadly Yarns and a comedian of note travels around the country now. Mm. Didn't know that, but he's performing tonight. Hello, Fabian. How are you?
How you going, Conk? Thanks for having me on. I don't know about lining me up straight after the Noongar Warriors, but Noongar Cartwars, I suppose. Thanks for having me on. I walked in, it was pretty packed out in here.
Yeah, it was. And we had quite a few.
And Noongar nostrils, aren't they? That's like an exhaust fan. A little tiny aircon here, but it's all right. It's a nice little spot you got here. This is...
Conker, this man's my nephew. We call each other Conker. And Fabian Woods, so who's your mob and where you from?
I'm a Woods, also McGrath and Martin. And the McGrath mob come up from the Wongatha family, mob.
Yeah, yes.
Sort of north of Kalgoorlie. And a buddy of mine mob, which is up near Magnet and all that there.
And
Kerang and Menang, Menang.
Goreng and Menang,
Down
mob down there.
Woods and Boltons, that's all right. Yeah, that's another part.
A big shout out to all your relations, Boltons and Woodses, and I guess that what falls in there, Lewes and Coins
and
McGraths and Martins, you go on and on and on. Fabian Woods is a performer and entertainer who brings his lived experience as a proud Noongar Whangai Yamaji man in sharing tales about his life. So I'm just giving a descriptor here.
Yep.
His life, family and work. He was the 2019 winner of a Melbourne International Comedy Festival's Deadly Funny National Comedy Competition and has performed sell-out shows at MICF, and Fringe World Festival in Perth. So, wow.
Melbourne International.
There's a big intro?
Yeah. Keep going here. Your headphones going to blow off my head in a minute.
MICF, what does that mean?
Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Okay.
So
you're a comedian. Give me an example of how funny you are. Save your energy for tonight, 9 o'clock. So what's happening 9 o'clock? You're down at the Jagan Square, right?
Jagan Square, the Shoe Bar. Like you said, the show is called Morich, and Morich to us has been like strong and excellent. And,
right.
And with that comedy festival, the Melbourne one, I went over there and won it. I was the first WA person, comedian to win it. And I wanted to bring... sort of help out the comedians, our Noongar people, our local people. We don't have it. This is going to be the first of its kind. It was just a purely First Nations comedians. So there's going to be four of us, plus myself, I'll be emceeing.
Are they all Noongar?
Hey, Noongar, I think there's, we've got the Yamaji blend as well.
Of course we have.
We've got Kirsten Bartlett, I think she's of Yamaji
descent.
And then we've got Aunty Denise Kickett, Liz Narkle and Andrew Aaron, so it's a good little
blend.
And we've got some more in the whims, you know, Blackfoot. Yeah, I'll do it, and then
they pike out.
But I'm sure they'll be ready to go.
We experience that when people come into the studio here, they look at the microphone and think, "No, I'm not talking in there."
I think we just had one just then, didn't we?
So what can the audience expect tonight at 9 o'clock?
Just a variety of yarns, different yarns from different, there's a lot of negative of lately, light on our community. So I just want people to come down and
have a laugh
and listen to these yarns. You know, there's always that one clown in our family, that we all sit next to and have a good laugh. Usually the uncles or, the cheeky old nana that we always sit down and.
So
we've got three Yorkers and me and,
Andrew.
Me and Andrew, two Marmons, so.
Whoa.
Different little angles.
As you say, we've got them in every family. There's someone there that cracks a joke and tells a story. There's always someone there that grabs a guitar and sings a song.
Yep.
Not everyone can sing, but you can do both, hey?
No, that's my brother you're thinking about. Yeah. The guitar player's always, they always the booties, aren't they? They always the top people at the back.
Yeah, they think they own the place.
And then the loudmouth like me try to shout over top, I suppose.
Okay, so 2019, you're acknowledged in the Deadly Funnies Award. What happened prior to that? How did you get involved?
Well, that was, I suppose, what we were talking about now, was being the family clown. And then we seen an advert for the WA Heat, which is in Fremantle there, and we might have had a couple of cordials, a couple of breaks. And I was, I can do that. Well, I bet you can't. So I ended up having a go, and one thing led to another. I ended up winning the WA thing, and I was derping for that. So I went over to Melbourne, and just being around, just having the opportunity to be there, I was grateful and for the opportunity, but end up doing real well, end up taking it out, and gave me a bit of a platform to be where I'm at. This has been a dream of mine for a while now, just to have my own little company,
And
I watch old videos of the Coolaburu Club.
Yes.
And that's the ultimate goal, is to have our own lounge, have our own. For our people and everyone else to come in and experience all these positive yarns that we've got.
I mean, that's really the a priority for us, is to have those safe places where we can go and be ourselves and, yes. and yarn about.
Yep.
I mean, what you're telling is, you know, a story of an Noongar man and others yarning about, you know, I don't know why Armidale Lion's mentioned here. How did that come up?
Noongar Lion. Where I come from. I don't know. We've got no trains there, so right.
Okay. So there are the three Yorgas and two Marmon will be telling their stories tonight. So it's a bit of a showcase. It's not, you're not going to stand there for the half an hour.
I did the solo shows in the last 2 years. All right. So I had a good enough experience in that, enjoyed it, but I really want my community, my mob to feel it too, you know. It's a big stage, big platform, the Fringe Festival. A lot of international guests and all this that come in, and I can get some of my community up there and about, just get a taste of it, and never know where it goes through from there, you know. Comedy could go through public speaking, conference. It opens up a range of things, you know, skills.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk some more, but... Aussie humour from a First Nation perspective is laugh out and loud and funny.
Yeah.
So that's all associated with the Fringe, currently in Perth, Fringe World. And let's go to a song, a favourite of mine, in fact, and leading up to Invasion Day, Australia Day. It's all about coming to... I guess coming together, you know, and we tried to. We played Yabu, I Am Australian, earlier. It's a song about redemption and coming together and how we should do, by the late Bobby McLeod. Fabian Woods is my guest, and we'll talk some more before the end of the show of what's happening in the next few days or what's happening in Fringe. Here we go. Oh, Bobby McLeod, Redemption. Big shout out to Kim, who's texted in to say, what a great show. Laughed out loud at the riff-raff and racist in the same sentence. I might have said something a bit more colourful about the racists that get away too loud this time of the year. Well, don't they? So, yep, got to put cotton wool in your ears if you're not happy about what's been said on RTR-FM, Maurice Mag. Yes, so, we're black and we're proud, you know.
There's a bit of that floating around this time of the year, you know. It's all like it there. I believe, you know, February and what's the next two states? February, March. Hey, that sounds like Elvis.
You know, we get lost because we're timeless people. You know, we've been here 65,000 years. Who cares about months and weeks and days?
I don't know. Put a prawn on the Weber later on or something. February, March. Sounds like Elvis, hey? February, March.
Yeah, Fabian Woods in the studio, a comedian that's arranged an array of comedians tonight at the Shoe. Tickets are going well, or can we just run up at the door, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon you'll still be right to get some at the door. I think we're halfway through our first sale. So.
And how much, and what's the capacity?
I think 100.
100. Look, if you want to hear more from my conk here, Fabian Woods, related to me through his dad, my granddad.
Yeah, yeah.
My cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, we go way back.
I know.
We go way
back. I got no tickets, Unc, sorry.
Yeah, no, well, my relations, no, you can't get free tickets. You got to front up at the Shoe.
Hey, and a Thursday too. I'm sure Mob got paid today, so no excuse. He's down there.
Yeah, that's well, I'm trying to get my conk to say a few words to make me laugh. No. But, you know, we just laugh anyway. We're generally speaking, we laugh.
That's right.
And it is about... I don't know, making people feel comfortable.
That's right, flow. You know, I get a lot of uncles come up to me and tell me a 5-minute yarn that, you know, a 10-minute joke, and they're just sitting there looking, going, yeah, you can use that when you get on stage. I blanked out about a minute ago.
I'll never forget that bloke who told us a joke about the goal. You know, he kicked a goal and and that ball got stuck between the goals.
Skinny Yugle, no? Yeah.
So we often have a good laugh, and that happens, you know, when mob get together with whether they're men or women or Marmon or Yolks, you know, they get together and they have that good laugh, and it is about peaceful, you know, peaceful healing it is.
And you know that yarn, every time you see, the next time is 30 metres out of kicked gold and 40 metres and on the boundary and raining, you know, just when post-height, you know, won the game in the grand final.
Hey, what about the bike ones, the push bikes, you know? Do you remember those? I don't know who. What old photos did you talk about the bike in a racing behind a car there, you know?
Oh, right. Might have been the Skinny Yugle one. Might have been the same one. I remember Skinny Yugle. He runs so fast around a tree. He runs so fast around a tree, he touched himself on the back, you know?
So that's what the Fringe is all about. And I'll tell you what, there's so much happening at the moment at the Fringe.
Yeah.
Have you been along to any of the other shows?
I used to go prior. I used to go before. I used to go down there. Me and my family used to go down for a feed and a couple of shows here and there. And that was one of the main reasons I said I wanted to do my own show. So
right. Look, we're coming up to the end of the show. Mortich Mag here on RTR FM 92.1. It's been great to talk to our Noongar Warriors, around our Noongar Warriors, and a Noongar comedian here. Got to say goodbye now. This is RTR FM, Jim, without Tony, signing out.
What a one.